100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby, hanging out in Nashville this week during CMA Fest week. We're hanging out at Charla McCoy's Remotes live on Music Row. It's been super fun so far. And we got a Louisiana boy that we're talking to next.
Yeah, we love Dylan Scott. He was at the Texas Club not too long ago. We got to see him at Whiskey Jam. So we have a lot of fun questions for him. So like Hannah said earlier, you played at the Texas Club this past Saturday. I feel like the Texas Club in Baton Rouge is kind of like your home away from home from now. Like,
it kind of feels that way, right? Mm-hmm. We played there so many times, but it's cool. It's always cool to get back down there. It kind of feels like a reunion for me, to be honest with you. Being a Louisiana guy, but Texas Club is great. They're always good to us.
A lot of your family members get to go to the show.
You know what? We played the night before in Arkansas, so they all kind of went to that show. Mm-hmm. So, but I did have some buddies down there, which was fun.
That's awesome.
Those guys. Yeah.
Hannah was telling us that you had to, like, not really stop a fight, but there was a fight that broke out in the middle of your set.
You didn't want the drama.
There was a couple of fights. I don't ever know what to do in the fighting situation. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be like Cody Johnson and be like, hey, like, I'm not that guy. Like, with nothing wrong with that. I'm just not that person. But I just usually sit back and just let them fight it out and watch it because it's kind of interesting to see.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. And then, you know, I'm like, hey, security, like, let's push them out. Let's get them going. It's kind of ruining the show. So,
yeah.
Right,
but it was
kind of
cool. Hey, they were waylaying each other.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And, like, you're on stage, too. So you, like, have a view and you're kind of like, oh, what is this?
Oh, I got the best view.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I see exactly what's happening.
I play in a band, too. And the last full band show I had, a fight broke out in the bar. And I was like, what's going on? And the bar owner apologized later. I was like, no, you don't understand. I was thriving.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Love watching that stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We also got to watch you at a Whiskey Jam the other night.
Yeah, Whiskey Jam.
Yeah, we had a great time at Whiskey. You said something about your wife being like 6 or 7 months pregnant. And I'm like, I feel her. I'm 7 months pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
So. Yeah. What did she do?
She is due October 1st.
That's awesome.
Another little boy. So I've got
having a boy too.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. So we got a boy and a girl already. So I didn't care really what it was, but it's a boy, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
you have a name picked out?
Yeah, we
do. Are you telling us or no?
I mean, I don't really care. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to name him Baron.
I love it.
Yeah. That's so cute.
Little Baron. So
cute.
We'll
so
see.
Cute.
I love it.
I'm so excited for y'all.
Thank you.
I want like all the kids. Are y'all like, y'all want to?
I think we're done. No, we've got three, and I think we're done at three. So.
Yeah.
For y'all.
Yeah.
That's a good
awesome.
Number. That's a good
I think
number.
So.
Yeah. So what else do you have going on this week?
Yeah, just a bunch of shows. We're playing Riverfront Stage tomorrow night or tomorrow morning, and then I got a fan party after that. And then you know what? Honestly, tomorrow evening, I'm hopping on the bus with my family, and we're going to Ohio for a dirt track race.
Oh, fun.
So my wife's not too thrilled about it.
Yeah.
You know, she's not into that kind of thing, but my kids are.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, and I am.
You know? Little girl.
She loves it. Yeah. She's a little tomboy. She wants to do all the stuff daddy and little brother or big brother's doing.
Yeah.
So we're going to head up there this weekend and do that, which will be fun.
That'll be fun.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. We play a game with everyone called Burning Questions.
Okay.
They are burning. So
they're burning.
Some of them are. Some of them.
Do I read this out loud?
Yeah.
And then you answer
it. Oh, my
it.
Gosh. Have you ever sent a nude? I sent my wife a nude last night. What are you talking about?
Yes.
I was in the shower. I said, what are you doing? Get in here. So, absolutely.
We love it.
Keeping it alive because y'all been together for a very long
time.
We
have been together 17 years,
oh my God.
It's just as spicy as day one. All right.
See, that gives me hope because
you
like,
gotta be.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, is this are we on the radio kind of
thing? I can
edit
stuff
out. You know, people's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, we don't really get spicy, you know, once or twice every couple of months.
Right.
I'm like, you've lost your mind once or twice every week.
You
come
get
on.
The smoke
Hell
show
yeah.
Life,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Keep
love
it alive,
it.
Y'all.
Love
Keep it.
It
alive.
Love it. Well, we appreciate your time. We love that you're a Louisiana boy and all the things.
Appreciate
so we're going to send you with a shot glass.
Thank you.
I'm sending your wife one too.
Yes,
perfect.
We're going to send you with
perfect.
Two.
Pops that baby out.
Yeah, she'll love it.
And
thank
a sticker.
You guys. Thank y'all.
For the beer
it's good
fridge.
To see you.
Yeah.
We love you.
Good seeing y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.